everybody. Hi, it's Sherry, and welcome to part two of the BU world. Last week, I sent out a story to you all about a coaching client of mine, Lisa Myers, who did this wonderful thing of printing up buttons that said BU, and she made a cardboard sign that also had a blue circle in it, and inside it said BU, and she was, you know, inspired by sort of seeing people on the streets who needed to hold up cardboard signs to ask for things they needed in life. And she wanted to hold up a cardboard sign and offer something to people. And I was just so inspired by Lisa and her process and actually what it takes to overcome all of our self-consciousness, you know, that I think most of us have around doing something like that, where we're really putting ourselves out there and pushing the corners of our comfort zones. And I got a lot of response from people, and it was so beautiful. I mean, one of the things that I had done is Lisa had given me some buttons, and so I was had offered to send those buttons out to people that you guys knew who might need a little bit of BU-ness in their life. And so got to hear some wonderful stories about really, really amazing, beautiful people who for whatever reason, you know, some of them just couldn't quite see themselves for who they were. And so that was amazing for me. I love the experience of being able to connect with people in that way. And one other thing that happened, and this is what inspired me to want to record to you today, is that another one of my coaching clients sent me a note and said, you know, I really was inspired by Lisa and by, you know, the whole BU campaign, but I have no idea really what it means. How do I be me? You know, I don't even think I know who I am. And that was a fascinating question and really sparked something for me that, here's what I want to say about that. And this is what made me want to record is that my sense is that oftentimes what happens, and this is a lot of it just from my own experience and talking to other people and working with other people, but that oftentimes what happens is our monkey mind or conditioned mind or ego or whatever you want to call it can be screaming at us so much and so loudly that it's hard to know sometimes like what's underneath that all, because that's not who we are. And typically what gets sort of shouted at us most of the day long is stuff about how we should have done this, or we shouldn't have done that, or why are we this way, or why couldn't we be more that way? It's critical, it's mean-spirited, it's not helpful, it's not supportive, and it's not who we are. But then it's like, well, what is who we are? And the way that I like to think of it, and this is just me, I'd love to hear from you guys, the way I like to think about it is that we're beings that life lives through. Like life lives through us. And in doing so, it resonates with things. You know, like I know people who, when they're out walking in nature, there's this huge resonance that happens. It's like all their cells line up in a certain way and they feel so vital and alive. And, you know, it might be a connection to trees or wild birds or wild flowers or animals. But there's just a resonance that happens. And I know for me, when I'm walking down a busy city street, that happens. Like, it's like everything is just like full of vitality, and there's a sense of all I can see is like color and delight, and I love every person I see and how different they are and the shapes of their bodies and their faces and their eyes and their clothes and the city streets. You know, we could go on and on, right, with things that another term I use is sparkle, you know, and I love that because to me, when I see something that just kind of brings me to life, it's like I sparkle and it sparkles. And it's a way that I can move through my life and move toward things that have that sort of sparkly feeling. Not too different from the pinpricks of light that I talk about. You know, they're things that just for whatever reason bring us to life. You know, and where did that expression come from? What does that mean, to be brought to life? It means that, you know, we hear a poem and everything in us says, yes, you know, I get that, I know that. you know, and it's like it, it's like things just, it's like we become one. So I don't know, for me, these are some of the things I think about in terms of like, what does it mean to be me? So it's like, if I'm, somewhere and, well, this happened last week, you know, I'm out with some, with my boyfriend and my niece, and there's this wonderful brass band that suddenly starts playing. And we run out to go follow them and listen because they were amazing. And something in me wanted to dance. And I danced. Now, there's a way in which I heard my monkey mind say, don't do that. You're going to make a fool of yourself. Nobody else is dancing. You know, all of that. But whatever that meanness was, wanted to dance. And I think oftentimes who we are is in those initial intuitive instincts, you know, those places where we like start to move toward and then they get shut down. And so that's probably another really big clue, is that it's like, if we can let ourselves act on initial impulses that just feel like they're full of life and they're lit up, to me, that's part of it. So it's like when you reach into your closet and you're like, I'm going to wear that red dress. And then the voices say, oh, that's your good dress. You shouldn't wear that. You should do this. Why not, you know, wear those, you know, sweatpants. Nobody else is going to be dressed up. That's when we lose ourselves, is when we listen to that, you know, when we get talked out of what we really feel like we want to express in the moment. So I have a poem. I'm sorry, I know this is kind of a long audio, but this poem is Worth It by my dear friend and poet Maya Stein. Doesn't have a title, so I'm just going to launch right in. Because this is not who you are, really. Pale-faced and purposeless, wandering the tiny acreage of your living room, like a calf strayed too far from the fold and finding itself in the dregs of the field, where the spring mud clings and cloys. No, you are not that animal, not that field, not that edge, not that muck. Still, you peruse the catalog of these familiars, narratives that make you feel less beautiful, the drawing and quartering of that which failed to live up to your best expectations, the ill-fitting memories from your childhood, which, despite your efforts to render them whimsical testaments of your innocence and haplessness, nevertheless have clothed you with embarrassment that's lasted for years. There is a trophy wall of catastrophe and collision you could knock your head against daily, if you wish. Don't worry, this is your natural state, which is to say, you are living between these three stories, what was and what is, and all that you carry, fervently, wildly, unstoppably, in your bones, the great carnival ride of the who knows what. Here you are, a liminal moonscape, a rope bridge of thick, unintelligible leaves, a foreign country where you can't decipher the train schedule and where the menu has devolved into a toothy collection of consonants. It will be all right. You will find your way. The map is in your back pocket, where it's always been. I love, there are two things I just want to point out. There's so much in this poem. It's just full of wonderful, wonderful phrases and imagery. I love that line, and all that you carry, fervently, wildly, unstoppably, in your bones. To me, that's a part of the answer of, you know, being me, is like really connecting to that, which, you know, that fervent, wild, unstoppable stuff that's in our bones. And the other thing I love so much is that last line, the map is in your back pocket, where it's always been. It's like, we know, right? We know who we are. We know where we are. If we only could take the time to stop and get quiet and just like look inside ourselves for our maps and for our answers. So thanks so much for taking the time to listen to this. I hope you'll listen to that poem over again because, wow, it's just so beautiful. And again, that was by Maya Stein. And here's to being who we really are, to letting life just live through us in whatever way is most authentic and natural. And letting ourselves be lit up with life. Take good care. Bye-bye.